What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kevy Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Go outside and play at a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Sue from Plymouth.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning, Kennedy. Welcome back.
Thank you.
From Thailand.
Thank you. Sawadika.
Say that again.
Sawadika.
Sawadika. Is that thank you very much?
It's just, hey, how are you doing?
What's up? Okay.
It's what's good in Thai.
It's what's good.
Sue, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Arrivederci.
Ciao. Good luck.
There you go. I know that
thank
one.
You.
All right, so Sue, you know how this works. There are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money, okay?
Okay.
She's gone. Let's go. Question number 1. Sean Connery had a chance to play Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movies, but turned it down because he didn't understand the scripts. He was even offered a piece of the back end that would have been worth at least $450 million. Sean Connery was the first actor to play which iconic character?
James Bond.
Lenny Kravitz says he loves being, quote, a bit of an embarrassment at times, especially to his daughter Zoe. Zoe Kravitz recently called off her engagement to which actor?
I don't know that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Question number 3. Mary J. Blige turning 54 Saturday. Name this Mary J. Blige song. It spent 6 weeks at number 1.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Bootylicious.
Question number 4. Teddy Swims expecting his first child with his girlfriend, Rachel Wright. Is it Rachel?
Raish, I believe.
Raish. My apologies, Raish. What is the name of Teddy's biggest hit that spent 72 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100?
It's still on there.
Is it?
It's like number 5.
That's crazy.
Lose control.
Question number 5. Amazon overlord Jeff Bezos turning 61 this weekend. Bezos created Amazon in his garage in 1994. Which city was it founded in?
I think Seattle.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're a huge Dancing with the Stars fan.
I am, and my daughters are as well, so this is so exciting.
Maybe a dance battle to see who wins the tickets.
You got to pick the one you like best.
That's a great idea, great idea.
Sue got 3 out of 5 correct, Kennedy.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Sean Connery had a chance to play Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movies. He turned it down because he didn't understand the scripts. They even offered him a piece of the back end that now would have been worth $450 million. Sean Connery was the first actor to play which iconic character?
James Bond.
Just imagine Sean Connery smoking a cigarette and reading that script. Like, what is Middle Earth?
You shall not pass. Hobbits.
Lenny Kravitz says he loves being, quote, a bit of an embarrassment at times, especially to his daughter, Zoe. Zoe recently called off her engagement to which actor?
Channing Tatum.
2-1. Mary J. Blige, turning 54 today. Name this song. It's been 6 weeks at number one.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
Family Affair.
3-1. Teddy Swims is expecting his first child with his girlfriend. Can you name his biggest hit that spent 72 weeks on the Billboard Hot 100 chart to date? It is still on the charts.
How is this escaping me? Oh, my God.
I ain't got time for this. 3-2, question
That's
number five.
That's not my fault.
If you don't know this one, I'm not waiting.
That is wild.
Question number five. The answer is lose control, Kennedy.
Unreal.
Amazon overlord Jeff Bezos turning 61 this weekend. He created Amazon in his garage in 1994. Which city was it founded in?
Silicon Valley?
That's an area of California. It's from Seattle, Kennedy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know where it is, Carson. Oh, well, that's why I said it.
Oh, Silicon Valley. It's not really a city. Which city?
It has its own zip code.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Sure.
There's a city called Silicon Valley?
Where do you...
I just thought that was the nickname of an area. Like there are towns in that area called Silicon Valley.
I don't know.
I learned something new today.
I assume it was
a
city.
It's a region and not a city.
Mm.
Alrighty then.
I think you stay out of it, Dan. Let us figure it out.
Though we didn't have time for that.
No, we're the olds over here yelling at each other.
Well, it's Carson talking.
I will pull this whole show over.
Well, we end up in a 3-3 tie. Unfortunately, Sue, you don't get the cash, though. But...
yeah.
Good for you that you're a Dancing with the Stars fan, because you are going to go see Dancing with the Stars January 16th at the Box Center Wang Theater. For tickets, visit LiveNation.com. Enjoy that show, okay?
Oh, my gosh. I will. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Hi, I'm Sue from Plymouth, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by our friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Elaine from Boston.
Hello.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're an elementary school teacher. What grade?
I work all through K through 5.
K through 5. That's when they still love their teachers. As opposed to my son, he's like, why are my teachers the ops, bro?
School is so cringe.
Why? What is the other one? He's, why are they always pressing me? That's what he says now. Anyway, here we go, Elaine. Kennedy's left the studio. We've got 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more than right to Kennedy, you are going to win all of the $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one. Renee Rapp turns 25 today. She plays Regina George in the new musical version of which classic movie?
Mean Girls.
16 years ago today in 2009, Fergie married Josh Duhamel. They split in 2017. Fergie has had 3 number one hits as a solo artist. Can you name one of them?
Big Girls Don't Cry.
Rob Lowe says he almost cut a song with Toto in the 80s. He says he was doing a lot of Bolivian marching powder at the time of that decision. Finish the next line in Toto's hit song, Africa. Take a listen.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
The rain's out in Africa.
All right. Say that again.
The rain's out in Africa.
All right. Question number 4. Cillian Murphy is actually not in the 28 Days Later sequel, 28 years later, but he still might show up in a future sequel. Murphy won the Best Actor Oscar at the 2024 Academy Awards. Which movie did he win for?
I don't know.
Question number 5. All 5 living U.S. presidents attended Jimmy Carter's funeral. Can you name them all?
No.
Okay, good answer. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
I appreciate your moving it along. Do you want to shout out to your school, Elaine?
Sure. I'll shout out to Brackett Elementary in Arlington.
Brackett Elementary. All right. Very cool. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Elaine got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Renee Rapp turns 25 today. She plays Regina George in the new musical version of which classic movie?
Mean Girls.
Tied at 1. 16 years ago today in 2009, Fergie and Josh Duhamel got married. They split up in 2017. Fergie has had 3 number one hits as a solo artist. Can you name one?
Glamorous.
G-L-A-M.
Also, London Bridge and Big Girls Don't Cry.
London Bridge. Oh, that song.
It's a banger.
Woo! Tied at 2. Question number 3. Rob Lowe says he almost cut a song with Toto in the 80s. He says he was doing a lot of, quote, Bolivian marching powder at the time of that decision. Finish the next line in Toto's hit song, Africa.
Hey, friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
I bless the rains down in Africa.
I bless the rains.
Thank you.
Bonus point for keeping a tune. 3-2, question number 4. Cillian Murphy is actually not in the 28 Days Later sequel 28 Years Later, but he still might show up in a future sequel. Murphy won the Best Actor Oscar at the 2024 Academy Awards. Which movie did he win for?
Oppenheimer.
It was Oppenheimer. 4-2, question number 5. All 5 living U.S. presidents attended Jimmy Carter's funeral. Name them.
Okay. Going back, Donald Trump, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. 1, 2, 3. One more? I need one more?
Yes, one more. Joe Biden.
That's hilarious.
Current president.
How quickly we forget.
It's still happening.
He is in my rearview mirror, and here we are. That
Joe
is
Biden.
A riot. Mm.
All right, 4-2 is
Oscar,
the final.
I don't know if Joe knows he's president still either.
Yeah.
God bless.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Elaine, we do appreciate you listening and playing, but you're not walking away empty-handed. You're going to come down and do some ice skating tomorrow at Patriot Place at Gillette Stadium as a part of the Carson Apology Tour. You come down, you do some ice skating, and then afterwards we're going to take you and your guests to the Harp, and we're going to have some delicious lunch, and we're giving away some concert tickets. Some big shows coming to Gillette Stadium this year, like Coldplay and Post Malone. You have a chance to win tickets for that as well, okay?
It's a cool day.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Dress warm.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Eileen from Boston, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. Don't forget we are streaming on the Odyssey app, and we have a celebrity guest who's going to be joining us for Campy Kennedy this morning. Hi, Sal.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing all right. Why'd you change the phone number on us, buddy?
It's working better, isn't it?
It's working better for you.
Well, what do you mean it's working better for me?
Spending less money on us.
I didn't know. This is the newest, latest, high-tech phone lines. I'm trying to bring us into the new, what do you call it? Millennium? No.
We're just making it so that we don't hang up on people accidentally.
Why did you bring us a rotary phone, Sal?
Why are we back on dial-up?
Oh, come on. It's the best.
Sal came in with an AOL 50 hours free CD. He's like, hey, does this work to get you on the internet?
He threw Dixie cups and a string in the studio and said, make it work.
Aren't you glad you're in here face-to-face with us?
No, I think I'm going to go.
No, you stay here. You want to hang out while we play?
Sure.
All right, let's do it.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Game time.
Campy Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Go outside and play in a brand new Subaru, subaruofnewengland.com. Trish from Lexington, Kennedy, say hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Also, her daughter, Maddie, who is 11, is there. Good morning, Maddie.
Hello.
Maddie, you're going to be late to school. It's almost 9 o'clock.
Did you tell her I live?
We're on our way now.
Okay, okay. And say hey to our boss, Sal. He's here keeping an eye on us.
What's up, Sal?
Ooh, what's up? People like me.
They love you.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Trish?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, so you know the deal. There's 5 trivia questions. It's all pop culture stuff. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that's a loss for you, and Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio. Question number 1. One of the new Star Wars movies is in the works, will take place 25,000 years before any of the others, and will be about the origin of the Force. Who created Star Wars?
Gosh, what's the name?
That's the question.
Maddie doesn't know.
George.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
George Costanza. Question number 2.
Not George Costanza.
The High School Musical soundtrack was released today back in 2006. Troy Bolton is the star player and captain of which team in High School Musical?
The Wildcats.
But what sport?
Oh, basketball.
Jamie Lee Curtis and her family will donate $1 million towards the California wildfire relief efforts. Also, Gene Smart suggested networks do away with award shows and use that money for victims and firefighters. What is the capital of California?
Is it Sacramento?
Question number 4. 26 years ago today, in 1999, The Sopranos premiered on HBO. Which song was playing in the very last scene of The Sopranos?
I don't know.
All right, and question number 5. Before comedian Ricky Gervais was in a pop duo called Siona Dancing, they released 2 songs in 1983, but both failed. Ricky Gervais is the mind behind which iconic TV show that has been remade in 16 countries so far?
My favorite show, The Office.
Yes, there we go. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Sal, people are texting in saying they want to play a game called Can't Stump Sal. We got to get you on here, man.
We would give away a lot of money. I'm not the brightest bulb. Let's just say that.
It's not true.
Well, you've done all right for yourself for a dimwat. You've gotten pretty far.
Look at that gold ring, Dan. I never noticed that before.
Kennedy.
It's a wedding band, Carson. Look how, Can you be easy?
And his wife is
yours had diamonds on it, champ.
Those were cubic zirconia.
Whatever. Liar.
Trish got 1, 2, 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yeah, these are tough.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yeah.
I didn't expect that.
Question number one. What of the new Star Wars movies is in the works will take place 25,000 years before any of the others and will be about the origin of the Force? Who created Star Wars?
George Lucas?
That's right.
And he sold it to Disney for $4 billion.
Smart man.
1-0. Question number two. The High School Musical soundtrack was released today back in 2006. Troy Bolton is the star player and captain of which team in High School Musical? Like, which sport does he play?
That's basketball.
Yes, that is correct. It's the Wildcats, by the way. Is that what you were trying to remember?
I was trying to remember.
Trish remembered it for us. 2-1 for Kennedy. Question number three. Jamie Lee Curtis and her family will donate $1 million towards California wildfire relief efforts. Also, Gene Smart suggested that networks do away with award shows and use that money for victims and firefighters. What is the capital of California, Kennedy?
Sacramento.
3-2. Question number four is 26 years ago today, in 1999, The Sopranos premiered on HBO. What song was playing in the very last scene?
Don't Stop Believin'?
By Journey, yes. 4-2. Question number five. Before comedy, Ricky Gervais was in a pop duo group called Siona Dancing. They released two songs in 1983, but both failed. Ricky Gervais is the mind behind which iconic TV show that has been remade in 16 countries?
The Office.
Yes, it is The Office. Protecting Sal's money again, Kennedy. Such a corporate shill.
Sorry,
yeah, Chris. That's me, buddy. Of everyone sitting in this room, I kiss the most corporate ass. That's for sure. Said no one ever.
Well, I for sure don't.
All right. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Trish, I'm sorry you don't get the cash. However, we got a great time for you tomorrow. We're all going to go ice skating down at Patriot Place at Gillette Stadium. It is Carson's Apology Tour. Starting at 11 a.m., we'll go ice skating, and then afterwards, we're going to take you and a guest to eat at the Harp, and we got a bunch of concert tickets we're going to be giving away as well for Gillette Stadium. How does that sound?
I'm so excited. I'd rather prefer that. I can't.
Well, we're going to be out there together, and just keep an eye out for me. I wouldn't get too close because I'm not that great of an ice skater. Like, I can't even ice skate backwards.
You're real gangly to have knives strapped to your feet.
Oh boy.
Can they do plastic skates? They have those for kids. You remember the ones for kids you put on your sneakers? Do they make those?
You could just go around in Heelys in the parking lot.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What, double runners? What?
Do what?
Double
runners? Yeah, is that a thing?
Yeah,
is that like,
yeah.
I'm probably going to need those.
Or you could just stand outside and encourage others.
Just high five them as they're skating by.
I feel like that would be the best thing for you.
That's not a bad idea.
Maybe Trish could get some good video of you falling on your butt. It would be great.
I'm sorry, your time is over here, Sal. Sorry you have to go back to work and do corporate things. All right, Trish, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Trish from Lexington, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.